history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, and it is Monday, May 22nd. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And a quick little program note, this Wednesday, Ellen Brown, who's written a lot of good material on banking, will be our on-air guest for the third hour in the show. On Monday, June 5th, Gilad Otzman is going to be our guest, talking about his concert tours, his presentations on Israel and Palestine. So that'll be definitely worth looking forward to here. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is often about the globe in Air Force One, and he's just traveling all over and making all kinds of speeches and basically setting his foreign policy in place. And one of the things he has done, he's confirmed that U.S. ties with Bahrain are not facing any tension over Bahrain's human rights records. And, of course, the reason for that is Bahrain is home to the U.S. Fifth Fleet, and nobody wants to mess with that. And you need to understand, from the point of view of the United States government, human rights are only important when it can be used to change a regime that the U.S. government feels needs changing. And Bahrain is all buddy-buddy with the U.S. government, so their human rights issues are simply not all that important. Looking at all of the comments that Trump is making, he is clearly putting the United States on the side of the Sunni Muslims in terms of their bitter sectarian war with the Shias. And that is, you know, obviously going to curry a lot of favor with many of the Muslim rulers. And as a matter of fact, Trump and 55 Muslim majority states just signed a pact pledging 34,000 troops to fight ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And if you think that's what they're really going to be fighting, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you on that one. So they're calling this thing the Riyadh Declaration, and it's a big deal about how we're all uniting to fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, except that we know that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are a put-up job. They're a faux enemy to justify the war. Oh, ISIS is there. We must invade. Oh, ISIS is over there. We must invade. And that's the real goal of the war on terror, to sell you intervention after intervention after intervention. Now, a lot of people are very, very concerned about this declaration. And we're seeing articles like over in Sputnik News, concern about this so-called Arab NATO, which is going to be led by Saudi Arabia. And analysts are looking at it as seriously destabilizing the region and possibly being a precursor to a massive war. And it's looking more and more like the United States wants to use Saudi Arabia and the other Arab nations, the Muslim nations, to go after Iran, because the U.S. government has not given up their dream, their goal, their desire to take Iran apart, impose private central banking on it, and make sure that Iran's oil is sold only for the U.S. dollar. Bring back the reign of the petrodollar here. Now, Trump is over in Israel saying everything that the Israeli government wants him to say. And still he's getting a rough reception. A lot of the ministers didn't want to meet with him. Netanyahu literally had to order people to show up. You know, you will show up and respect this foreign head of state. But a lot of the people, the hardliners especially, don't think Trump is going to be as supportive of Israel as they feel he ought to be. Forgetting, of course, that Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, and his top priority is supposed to be the United States of America, not Israel. And apparently, as part of the package of documents that preceded the arrival of Donald Trump, they had a map of Israel. And Israel's justice minister, Avalet Shaked, just went ballistic because the Trump map of Israel did not include the West Bank as Israeli territory. And, of course, the West Bank is not recognized as part of Israel internationally. But Israel says, you will recognize it, and that will help us sell it to the rest of the world. So Trump's can't win for losing. No matter what he does, he's still getting a rough time over there in Israel. Now, then U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who's also globetrotting right now, is calling on Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to end Iran's ballistic missile tests. And this is Washington, D.C.'s first reaction to Rouhani's reelection. Washington was hoping somebody else might get in, but we're seeing the same thing in Iran that we're seeing in North Korea. You are not allowed to have weapons to discourage invading and plundering. That's what we do, and you should just get used to it. So they're already out there saying Iran should stop their ballistic missile tests. And I don't think Iran is going to go for that, because Iran, just like North Korea, understands they are on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list for eventual invasion and regime change. And they don't want that to happen, because they're seeing what has already happened in all the other countries that the United States has regime changed. And it's not good for those countries. It's not good for the people. Very good for American corporations. But they really don't want to see that. And let's be honest, every nation has a right to defend their country from foreign invaders. And of course, every nation that's out there trying to build a defensive military is accused of being aggressive. Oh, they're being aggressive. Well, when was the last time Iran actually invaded another country in a war of conquest? It's been over 200 years. They want these weapons to keep other people from invading their country. And it's perfectly reasonable. Look at who has been doing all the invading, regime change, coup d'etats, drone strikes over the last two decades. And you will realize who is the real aggressor here. And it's not Iran, and it's not North Korea, and it's not Russia. It is the United States. We're going to do a quick shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Jim in Chicago. Jim, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Michael? A couple of things. What do you think about Donald Trump's idea of taking over $800 billion away from Medicaid and food stamps? And the other thing, his daughter, she's collected over $100 million from the Arab nations to protect women's rights. What are your comments about those two items?
Well, first of all, again, we have people who are seriously, because of decades of plunder and pillage of our pocketbooks, they are dependent on food stamps and Medicare. Claire and I see that, you know, right in front of us here on the island of Oahu. I don't think it's a really good move, but I also understand the Washington, D.C. government is broke, and they're still trying to pour more and more money into the wars. And as we get further into this wartime economy, it's going to bring a lot of suffering to the American people, especially those who are most vulnerable and fragile. Now, as far as this fund for women's rights, it is a little bizarre, given that many of these nations pouring money into this fund have a very, very poor record for women's rights. But apparently this fund is going to be managed by the World Bank. It's not directly under the Trump's control. So at least on the face of it, it doesn't appear to be another Clinton Foundation type scam. But we cannot know. But it may be another form of pay for play. You will donate to our favorite charities, and they may even be legitimate charities, but it's still a form of arm-twisting people to hand over money in exchange for favorable treatment. And if that's really what's going on, it's another tremendous disappointment from Donald Trump.
I would highly agree with you. But, you know, getting back to the cutting of Medicare and Medicaid and food stamps, when you start cutting people's programs like that, you're going to have rioting in the streets.
I'm seeing that already. I mean, and not just the liberal snowflakes who are out there still beating up people who say things they don't like. I keep hearing all this talk about the summer of rage that's coming, and I find this very, very alarming. But just going around talking to people, I see so many people who are really on the edge. And I'm feeling it too. One spark. We don't know when it's going to happen. We could actually see an explosion of rioting in the streets of America, which I'm certainly against. I don't like to see people get hurt. And moreover, it would give Trump an excuse to declare a national emergency and completely reshape the government into whatever his oligarchical backers want it to be.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. Now then, getting on back to Iran and this demand that they stop testing missiles with which they might defend their country against invasion someday. Over in Tehran, they're basically saying that all of this Iranophobia is really just a trick, a scam, to boost arms sales to Arab nations. And maybe, but I really do think that the United States is selling weapons to Saudi Arabia for an eventual war on Iran. Because remember, they did it before. The U.S. sold all kinds of weapons to Iraq to support Iraq's war against Iran. And I would like to see the government of Saudi Arabia take a look at that recent history and realize Iraq did not come out of that very well at all, despite all the weapons that were sent on in. And eventually, the existence of those weapons provided by the United States of America was cited as justification to go on in and invade Iraq and basically lynch the ruler there. And Saudi Arabia needs to realize there is absolutely no guarantee that they will not fall onto that special high-interest targets list somewhere down the road. And they do need to keep that in mind while they're doing their negotiations. Now then, interesting little development. This gets on back to Comey's claim that he had a memo saying that, well, Comey has been silent on this so far, but it was this New York slime story saying that President Trump had suggested dropping the investigation against Michael Flynn, and Comey had written a memo of it. And then somebody called the New York Slimes and said, this is what's on the memo, and the New York Slimes ran with it. And it's already problematic because 2 months after this memo was supposedly written, Comey was testifying before the Congressional Committee and testified under oath he had not been put under any political pressure to alter or end an investigation. So either he was lying before the Congressional Committee, or he's somebody's lying about that Comey memo. And again, under the law, Comey is obligated to immediately report such an attempted obstruction of justice to the Department of Justice at the time, not just wait 3 months and then come on out with it following his firing. So Comey's already in legal trouble if this, in fact, actually happened. And now there is doubt that it actually did happen, because apparently the New York Slimes has now pulled the story off their website about this Comey memo, when their journalist who wrote the story admitted he hasn't seen any memo. It was just described to him, and he ran with that. And the journalist was actually interviewed on MSNBC and admitted he'd never actually seen the memo. And so the New York Slimes pulled the article. It's more fake news. And we have seen so much of it. And by the way, circulation of false information to sabotage President Trump is actually a felony under Title 18, Section 1038. If the corporate media are putting out false stories to harm the presidency, the responsible party can go to jail. Of course, in our present circumstances, they're not going to be prosecuted. That's the way the system is running. But that's what's going on. Now, as far as the investigation into Michael Flynn, there does appear to be something going on there, because Michael Flynn has now pled the Fifth Amendment and refuses to comply with the subpoena to testify before the Congressional Committee. So it's starting to look like something is going on there. And apparently this Russian collusion, Russian influence investigation is now focusing on Jared Kushner as a person of interest. So Trump may not have known what was going on, but there may have been something going on, and they're making as big a deal out of it as they can. Meanwhile, a lot of people are asking, why wasn't Barack Obama impeached when he obstructed justice? And remember, Obama came out in a TV interview selling this idea that, yes, she was careless with classified information on her email server, but it did not rise to the level of criminal negligence. And, of course, Comey took his lead from that and said exactly the same thing. He went down the list of the Title 18 felony violations Hillary Clinton was found to be guilty of, and then let her skate, saying she didn't mean to do wrong. Even though Title 18 does not require intent, it clearly says negligent exposure of classified documents is a violation. And then there was that Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton meeting where all they talked about was their grandchildren. And that's why they kicked the entire crew and everybody else off that airplane, so they could talk in private about their grandchildren. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, let's talk about Seth Rich. Things are heating up there, and word is that the inner circle of the DNC and Hillary Clinton are in a little bit of a panic, because over the weekend, Kim.com came on out and said he knows for a fact that Seth Rich was leaking the DNC emails to WikiLeaks because he, Kim.com, was part of the pipeline. So now we have an actual witness who's come forward and said, yes, this is what is going on because I helped to do it. And everybody is starting to get really upset, because over and above the fact that Seth Rich's assassination was highly suspect, the official story made no sense. Over and above the fact that he was actually still alive when the police reached him, over and above the fact that the attending physician said that his wounds were not fatal, they were actually rather minor, and then his very strange, bizarre death in the hospital. There's a lot of very weird stuff going on out there. And to nobody's surprise, the corporate media is now on the attack against anybody questioning the official story of how Seth Rich died. Just like 23 years ago, the corporate media was attacking anybody who questioned the official story of the death of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. Even the Young Turks are attacking Kim.com, which makes you wonder just who it is they're actually working for. And all Kim.com has said, yeah, it was going on. I was part of it. He's in a position to know. Now, Sean Hannity, to his credit, is on top of this story, and he is convinced that this was an assassination for political reason, and he says he's not backing off. They're going to have to fire him to basically get him to give up on this. And they might. A lot of firings going on in the corporate media right now of unreliable sources, or supporters, rather. Even Newt Gingrich is calling for an investigation into the Seth Rich assassination and the leaking of the DNC files. And so the Washington Post is now on the attack after Newt Gingrich. It's amazing how fast they can turn on you when you are treading into the secrets, the big secrets here. And, of course, the corporate media has a reason for wanting this to stay silent, not just the assassination. They bet their credibility on this story that the Russians had hacked the DNC servers, and that story is now completely discredited. It was a leak, not a hack. Even the company that the DNC relied on to say it was a Russian hacking job have backed off and said, no, we don't really know that. We can't know that. And the DNC has never allowed their servers to be given a forensic analysis by any qualified investigative agency, either official or private. It's just take our word for it. That's a tall order. Now, as you know, Seth Rich's family are staunchly on board with the official story. They are represented and are spoken on behalf of by a known political crisis management public relations guy. And that's a giveaway there. More when we come on back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha. Oh, hang on a second. I'm having some problems here. Okay, and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the assassination of Seth Rich. We're talking about all the evidence that's starting to surface that he was, in fact, the leaker from the DNC to WikiLeaks. And now we have Kim.com coming forward and saying that he was part of the pipeline that was bucket brigading this stuff over to WikiLeaks. Now, the family has towed the official line. We don't know why, but they're represented. They don't come out and make their own statements much. They did a little video the other day to basically wag their finger saying, don't you question the official story. And they're represented by a professional public relations crisis manager who does most of their speaking for them. But apparently not everybody in the Seth family, or the Seth Rich family, is going along with the official story. And Jonathan Rich, who's Seth Rich's cousin, says that he doesn't believe the botched robbery story. And he went out on Twitter responding to Sean Hannity and saying that he never bought the robbery thing. And apparently the patriarch of the family, the father, literally ordered him to take the tweet down. So it's a little bit of coercive. Now, there's a new story that's come on out about this. As you know, the timeline is that Seth Rich had a few late drinks at a bar, and then he was walking home when he was jumped and beaten up and then shot twice. And according to the owner of the bar where Seth Rich was last seen, nobody has come in to the bar to question the employees or look at the surveillance tapes to see if somebody was following him. They're just not interested. We have our story. Don't bother us with facts. And, of course, the reason they're trying to preserve this whole Russia hack the DNC is they're still trying to sell this idea that Donald Trump and Russia were in some kind of collusion and that this is why Donald Trump should be taken out of the White House and, in all fairness, it should be given back to Hillary Clinton. But you need to remember, John Podesta, who managed Hillary Clinton's campaign last year, received $35 million from Russia while he was advising Clinton and Obama. And apparently he's linked to this $35 million transaction between a Kremlin-funded company and a company he himself sat on the board of, and he did not list this on his financial disclosure reports. So a lot of people were doing business with Russia, but it's only a big deal if it can be used against Donald Trump. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, I've been getting emails lately from muggers objecting to the fact that I carry concealed. And when I point out to them, yeah, but you guys are muggers. I mean, if I don't carry, you guys might mug me. And you have a history of mugging numerous people in recent years. They accuse me of being a provocateur, you know, mm-hmm. that I'm a troublemaker because I'm carrying concealed.
Yeah.
See, and that, of course, is an analogy designed to apply to the question of North Korean and Iranian missiles.
It's a good analogy, you know? And you're absolutely right here. You've got the United States of America is invading country after country after country, and then acting like any countries that are trying to build up their defenses to forestall an eventual U.S. invasion, that somehow they are the bad guys.
Yeah, yeah. So I just email the muggers back and tell them, you know, well, I understand your objection, but I'm sorry you haven't, you know, persuaded me, and I intend to continue carrying concealed.
Well, next the muggers are going to hit you with economic sanctions and say bad things about you in the corporate media.
Well, hopefully, they don't seem to have any direct connections to my employers, and I've arranged to deal with banks other than the ones, you know, where they work, so I think maybe I'll be okay.
Well, I certainly hope so. Anyway, we're coming up on a commercial break.
Take care.
Thank you very much for the phone call, and when we come on back from this next commercial break, we've got another caller waiting on the line. Then we're going to get on back to all of this political backstabbing that's going on in Washington, D.C., and the message it sends to the rest of the world. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Nathan in Los Angeles. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Huge fan of your show. Been listening to it for a long time. I wish I was a billionaire. I would put you on my payroll.
Well, thank you. That would certainly really help.
Yeah, no, I challenge anyone who's listening to your show.
Claire and I are so deep in debt, it would take the Keldish to find us.
Oh, my gosh. I challenge anyone who's listening to your show, please support Michael Rivero, Republic Broadcasting, because we really, really need you guys.
You.
Just a quick thing, Mike. There's a gentleman who calls into your show pretty frequently. His name is Mo in Florida. And I want to know how to best get in contact with him because a little over a year ago, he mentioned something on your show. And I'm doing some sort of 9/11 research. And he mentioned something that I'm kind of researching at the moment. And I think he might have some information that would be of use to me. What do you think is the best way to contact him?
Well, unfortunately, the RBN phone system does not trap and log phone numbers. As a general rule, I tend to scrub the email for the safety and privacy of the people who write in. So I don't actually have contact information for him. But if you tell us what aspect of 9/11 you're working on, he may call into the show and share the information he has.
Sure. So it's in regards to a History Channel show called History's Business. He said he saw it about over a year ago. I've been working independently of architects and engineers of 9/11 Truth trying to find the video. And I'm looking for anyone who had seen the episode. And during your show about over a year ago, he did mention seeing it. So I wanted to know maybe some details of the show that might help me to find it.
Okay, yeah, I remember when he called in about that, and I couldn't find it either, but we're living in an era where inconvenient videos are being scrubbed. I'm rather amazed that History Channel was able to actually put on this miniseries, if you will, about CIA drug running back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. I'm amazed they got that on the air.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is amazing the little truth that sometimes comes out through the television set.
Of course, they may be getting ready to like shift the blame onto somebody else and say, oh, it was a rogue, it was this, it was never official. And certainly, I don't think they're going to mention the Bushes and the Clintons.
Oh, certainly not. Actually, really quickly before I log off here and let you continue on, I was able to get a hold of the Annie Network's archives, and I got someone in the archive system to look for the episode for us, but apparently they scrubbed about 10 episodes that pertain to the year when that episode appeared in December of 2003, which is confirmation.
Imagine my shock.
There.
Yes, imagine my shock. Well, maybe somebody has it. What was the show again, and what was the specific episode?
The episode appeared between December 2003 to March 2004, somewhere in between that time frame. It was a Sunday morning show that appeared on about 8 a.m. Right before another show called History Center. The show itself was called History's Business, and it featured Larry Silverstein.
And, okay, well, yeah, I could understand that. But you don't actually have a title of the episode, right?
No, but the show itself would feature hosts, managers of big business or CEOs of big business that would.
But Silverstein
just
hosted
talk about
this episode.
He was on the episode, and he was questioned about Building 7, and he explicitly said it was brought down for safety reasons via controlled demolition, and the show has been scrubbed. I can only find another person who said they'd seen it, and Mo in Florida was another person that said he saw the episode.
All right, well, we'll put out the call to Rivero's Rangers to see if they can hunt down a surviving copy somewhere on the net. I understand you also wanted to talk about Seth Rich real quick.
Yes, I just wanted to say, based on my communication with other people, a lot of people are not falling for the illusion anymore. They see right through the government illusion that Seth Rich was just a freak accident, and a lot of people are realizing that there was something very strange that took place. And I've referenced the Vince Foster case and the strange circumstances around that, and other people who've had something to share with the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now the American people have awakened and realize that we live under a government that does lie to us, certainly about Saddam's nuclear weapons. That was a watershed moment. We're coming to realize we live under a government that doesn't play by its own rules. It's not in compliance with the Constitution or the Bill of Rights for the most part. They're trying to get rid of it. And again, there's two sets of justice. There's the laws that we serfs are required to obey. And then there's the nobility, which basically can get away with anything, including murder, and they're not going to be touched.
Yeah.
And I think most Americans are not happy with that. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. I think most Americans are not happy with that. That's not the country we're supposed to be living in. And if the government is not in compliance with that contract, then it is not a legal or legitimate government. And we do not owe it our obedience, our loyalty, or our support, and certainly not life and limb of our children for these endless wars of interventions. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good, Good afternoon, Mike. Three things quick. Number one, that last one of the two callers ago worried about Building 7. Just so he knows, they could have dropped. They could have brought that building down the next morning, and nobody would have seen it. Seth Rich, I would presume that he was shot. If that story is for real, he was killed by organized crime. And having Jared Kushner in the White House, I think would
wait a minute. 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 You're making a heck of a leap there. What makes you think that Seth Rich was killed by organized crime? I mean, not that there's all that big a divide between organized crime and politics.
I'll give you an answer to that. There's an answer to that. Government employees don't, they're clock watchers. They're working for their pension. They don't kill people. They have organized crime do it for them. They're the marionettes of the politicians. Okay? They don't get involved. Clinton doesn't have people from Arkansas that are related to him or something killing people. This is organized crime.
It's an assumption, but it's not supported. If you go back to the Clintons' early career in Arkansas, the Clintons did have people working for them that were given very high-paying jobs because when it was required, they would go on out and commit various criminal acts to destroy evidence or destroy witnesses. And again, a lot of this was tied up with the CIA's drug-running operation out of Arkansas. They were smuggling guns down to Nicaragua. And in order to fund it all, because it was not an officially sanctioned intervention, they were funding it with tons of cocaine brought back up on that same smuggler pipeline and sold to our kids. So,
one thing I want to say before I go about having Kushner so close to Trump is other countries around the world, I think, are putting the stops on sharing intelligence with the United States because of the double crossing that's gone on with the history of Israel. And this is a bad thing because if you can't trust Trump and the people around him, you don't know what's going on around the world. And if they're not going to give you the intelligence because they don't trust you to give it to Israel, that's a big problem.
Trust the president not to share it with Israel? Yeah, that is a big problem.
Yeah,
it has been a big problem all along.
Around Trump, when you have all these neocons and people like Kushner around Trump, other countries are not going to share vital intelligence with us.
Yeah, the Five Eyes will, because that's basically kind of locked in stone. But you're right. Other governments are going to hesitate to share information with the United States out of concern that it's going to wind up in Israel. And the revelation that Israel has access to the unfiltered data take from this NSA spy system is very worrying, because it means Israel can spy on our politicians, on our judges, on corporate officials, and just have this incredible blackmail machine.
I think that's a big concern with politicians that's not discussed on the TV or anything, because everything inside these countries, with their infrastructure, their the people that are in charge, they'd be really nervous about communicating with us now because Israel's history of assassins and all that kind of crap. So, anyways, that's all I got to say, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. There is a gentleman named Viktor Ostrovsky, and he is former Mossad. He's retired now. He lives in Arizona, and he's also an artist, and he has an art gallery out there. But he's written a couple of books about what the Mossad is really like, and the first one was called By Way of Deception, and then the second one, I think, was Beyond Deception. And he lays out all these things that Israel has done. And a good example, of course, would be how Israel tricked Ronald Reagan into bombing Libya by smuggling a radio transmitter into Tripoli that sent out bogus messages to make it look like Muammar Gaddafi was planning a massive series of terror strikes all across Europe. And most of the European intelligence agencies decided these messages had to be bogus. But for some reason, Reagan took them at face value, sent in the airplanes. They bombed Muammar Gaddafi's home. They missed him, killed his 5-year-old daughter. But that's how these things get done. Dirty tricks. Dirty tricks. And the motto of the Mossad, you need to remember, is by way of deception, thou shalt do war. That's their basic approach to it. Now then, getting on back to the situation with Comey, and it looks like Comey is literally at war with Trump over Trump's firing him, which is a very dark stain on his resume. And, of course, it has opened up some of the deep state players from the last administration to possible investigation and prosecution by people who will not be inclined to protect them. And apparently, the members of Congress are still trying to get all the information about Hillary's homebrew email server. It's just dragging on and dragging on. And if I am correct that Hillary Clinton was using that private email server to deliver U.S. secrets to foreign interests and using her charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments, that is a major scandal. That's the kind of scandal that can wreck an entire government. And right now, despite all of the tanks and soldiers and all the tough talk, the U.S. federal government is very fragile because nobody trusts it. Look at the poll numbers. Confidence and trust in the U.S. government is at record lows. Now, it did go up after Trump's election victory, but because Trump has betrayed so many of his campaign promises, especially with regards to the foreign interventions, the trust is going on back down. Americans are realizing that it doesn't really matter who we put in that White House, because the deep state, the national security state, whatever you want to call them, the oligarchs, they're pulling all the strings to make themselves richer, and they don't care who pays for it in the long run here. Now, let's talk about Anthony Weiner. Anthony pled guilty to a single charge of sending sexually explicit material to an underage person, for which he did receive, he actually got jail time, 21 months. And now everybody is saying, okay, Weiner may be the first domino to fall, and Huma may be next. If Huma is smart, she's going to start making a deal for immunity. And she's going to stay out of small aircraft, and she's going to stay out of suburban Washington parks, because Huma, more than anybody, knows the true nature of Hillary Clinton and what happens to people who are in Hillary Clinton's way. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, 21 months, he lost his career, has he not suffered enough? Well, keep in mind, he was a member of Congress for 12 years, and that means he has a pension built up worth $1.2 million. And so when he comes out of his 21-month sentence, he's going to be in a good position to retire. Just go off and relax and do what he was going to do. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, your last caller mentioned something about the government, you know, doesn't get involved. They have other people do it. And it's probably true. But I do remember somebody, a staffer who did work for Clinton family, and he admitted on Rents to Jeff Rents, Larry Nichols, that he had killed for the Clinton family. And I don't understand why nobody ever jumped on that and why he wasn't taken in and questioned and nothing ever came of that. But I remember the episode where he was on Jeff Rents and he talked about he killed for this family.
Yeah, well, there's a video out called The Clinton Chronicles, and they talk about a lot of, you know, a lot of the people on that dead bodies list are from the Arkansas years. And you can find people who are willing to do this, whether it's they feel they're smart enough to get away with it, or they know they're going to be protected by the politicians that they work for, which certainly seems to be the case with Seth Rich. Again, you have to look at the Stanley Milgram experiment. That when you have somebody who's in a position of authority saying, go kill this person, your inclination is going to be, well, yeah, maybe. So, yeah. But it is,
well,
a reality.
He evidently grew a conscience because he's dying of lung cancer now and he wants to clear his conscience. But I remember him telling Jeff Rents, I killed for these people. That was my job. I didn't question. If I questioned, I couldn't have done it. I had to just carry out the order, and that's what he did.
Yeah, well, we had him on this show, and he said exactly the same thing. I've actually been in correspondence with Larry Nichols all the way back to the 1980s when I first got thrown into this mess. He shared a lot of that information with me. It's out there, but again, we have a justice system that is being told, you will not investigate these families and these activities. They're all covered under national security and intelligence agencies, and that's just the way it is in this country.
Yeah. Is he still living? Because I haven't heard much in a while.
I do not know. I know that he was not expected to be with us for much longer, but I'll take a look on this upcoming commercial break, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and we're coming up here on, as I said, another commercial break. We have another caller waiting on the line. Then we're going to come on back about just how tense the situation in the United States is becoming, and we cannot rule out the possibility of rioting, of a civil war, or a revolution. I don't want to see any of those things happen, but I don't think there's any stopping them anymore. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And apparently, a lot of people are saying Fox News is basically sliding over to be as right-wing, as left-wing as MSNBC. And apparently, one of their new hosts, who are filling in for all these people who are being let go, is Julie Roginski, who used her show today to basically attack the Seth Rich conspiracy theorist. You don't even want to talk to those people. They're just, they're conspiracy theorists. Well, look at all the conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracy facts. And the days where the majority of the American people will just blindly accept and believe what corporate media tells them, those are pretty much gone. We've been lied to way too many times. We are sadder but wiser. People are very, very skeptical of anything coming out of the government or the corporate media. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm just calling up to sort of follow up on the guy who was saying that the government uses people like organized crime. It doesn't really use their own. That's both right and wrong, but more wrong anymore. A couple of years ago, we may have even talked about this on the air, Mike. The Washington Post, in one of the few things in journalism they've done in the last 10 years, wrote a series called Top Secret America, mm-hmm. about how it was multi-part, and maybe it's still on their website, and about how the intelligence community had outsourced almost everything to private companies.
Yes.
It gave them deniability and everything like that. Companies like Blackwater, only there's a lot more of them. And these guys are indeed staffed with people like when I was an Army officer, and you wouldn't see him for a long time, or maybe never see him again. The term they used to use was, he's on loan to the agency. That's what
yes.
they used to say. He's on
yes.
loan. So they've been using people like that. And of course, the FBI kills people like the guys in Florida who was shot in the back of the head about five times or whatever it was at Sarnia's friend. The other thing is, I was also going to talk about, we all know that Israel has everything that we have, Israel has as well.
In terms of intelligence information, yes.
Yes, everything. And they sell us out all the time. I think you brought up many times about how the Jackson Amendment, how they sold our, they sold intelligence on our nuclear war planning, in other words, to get their immigration from the Soviet Union.
Yes.
And I wanted to make one more thing. There's a great movie, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. And it sort of touches on what we're talking about now, on these shady firms that handle stuff like this. And they're out there because that's what the CIA works on, the intelligence, these contractors.
Yes.
It was Michael Clayton. Have you ever seen?
No, I haven't, but I'm familiar with it, but I don't think I've ever actually watched it. Anyway, Peter, we got to let you go. We got to do a station identification, and then we'll be back with more phone calls.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.